A monster? Did you just call me a monster? Oh, sweetheart, you haven't seen a beast yet. I have been the kindest, most patient god I could be. I traveled to this petty waste of space you call Earth. I lived in a meager townhouse for the majority of this year. I dressed myself down in garb that would be found acceptable. I showered you in riches and attention only a man of my stature could truly present. And I played along with your coy little games of dating and taking it slow. I have not hurt you, threatened you, tricked you, nor abused you. Oh no, my love. I have done nothing to wrong such a delicate, beautiful flower as yourself. At least, not yet. You may have forgotten this, darling, but I am much, much more than a handsome face. I have the absolute power to destroy you if I so choose. I have the power to take you apart to your very being, and you would be quiet and accept the consequences of your damn actions. Yet here you are, screaming your little head off over the smallest dispute we've had in weeks, threatening me with leaving and reporting me to the authorities for things I have not yet done. It's sickening. But you are about to learn a lesson. And I, Loki, will teach you what a monster really is, darling. Come on then, kneel. Kneel. I said kneel. There we are. Much better. Look up at me when I speak to you. Don't fucking look down, you cunt. Look me in the eye when I address you. Let me see that adorable face of yours. Ah, this brings me back to when I first gazed upon you. When your grin caught my eye and my heart melted at the sight. A girl with freshly bitten lips, inquisitive, doll-like eyes, and skin so soft it looks as if you've never been touched. Yet now you look tired, weighed down with a heavy burden. The shine in your glance slowly disappeared as time went on. You must be so very bored. It's all routine now, isn't it? The cooking, the cleaning, the chores. The love-making. All of it. Whatever happened to the chipper young lady I became flushed for? The girl who could shush a hurricane? The beautiful woman that kept me motivated to do good? The one who laid next to me with a smile on her face for many a night? It seems she has disappeared. She is nothing but a writhing, minuscule, embarrassing excuse of the woman I fell for. And I hope when you look at yourself in the mirror, you realize this too. I could be so much more without you. I could be king. I could be so much further in life, but here I am, gazing down at your tear-stained face, thinking of what my next move shall be. Tell me, love, why the fuck am I still with you? Why am I still parading you on my arm? Waltzing you through the streets like a damn fool? Tell me! I said tell me, you fucking wench! Listen to a god when he speaks. Oh, and now when I ask you to speak, you blame it all on yourself. It's all your fault now that I have you where I want you. Now that we are showing our true colors. Oh, Loki, please forgive me. I didn't mean it when I said you have issues. I still love you. I promise I'll change. Don't make me laugh, darling. You are the one who got yourself in this predicament. And what a predicament it is.